coming for the Kiddusha. Now they restricted themselves from all kind of materialistic things in order to receive the Torah. What's left? One day between Rosh Chodesh and the 3 days. So already, all these days, they include the one. For some, they say, no, even that one is important. Why? Because when Moshe was told, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell the people, was Rosh Chodesh. It's written, Bayom Hazeh Ba'um Midbar Sinai, and Hashem told him. And then he went to tell them when? The second day. When he told them the second day, that's already was that telling to the people. They call it, among Ashkenazim, they call it Yom HaMeyuhas. There is a special name to the second day of Sivan. Since they call it Yom HaMeyuhas, there is something good in it though. That's why they don't sit Hanun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan till the 12th or 13th, the custom of Syrian people. Now, holiday, every holiday, there is a mitzvah to light candles. Now, lighting candles, you light the candles for Shavuot. Shavuot is Yom Tov, not Shabbat. Can we light the candles on Yom Tov? Or we should light it before the beginning of Yom Tov, just like on Shabbat? Some, they say, it's better to light the candles before. But really, la'alacha, it's permitted to light it on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov you can light. But to be careful, that will be lighting it from another light. Not to strike the match and put the light on, because striking of the match, it's called nolad. Nolad is forbidden. I don't say that this is all they agree with it, but most of the rabbis, 99%, they forbid to strike the match. Except there is two rabbis, who was a very great Gaon, whose name is Shoel, Umeshiri. It's not his name. His name would be Yosef Shaul Netanzon, but he wrote a book called Shoel the Meshim, tremendous book, very great book. He lived over 150 years ago. This book made a very big noise all over the world. He's a great, great Gaon. He said to his opinion, this is not Nolad, the striking of the match. And there was a Rabbi Sephardi in the recent generation, Rabbi Aharon Ben Shimon, who was the chief rabbi of Cairo. Also, he said, this is not Nolad, it's permitted. But all went against. All the Gaonim that were in the time of Yosef Shaul, Netanzer, and time of Yom Shimon, they went against them. Therefore, of course, we are going to rely on all these Gaonim to say, definitely is Asur. Therefore, if they light the candles at night, they have to be careful for different things, to be from another light. If they light the candles, they say beracha. When do they say the beracha? See, Ashkenazim, you know on Shabbat, when they say the beracha, they light the candles first, and then they say the beracha. Maran said differently. Maran said, kol ha-mitzvot, mevarech alehem, over la'asiyatan. Every mitzvah that you do, you must say the beracha before you do the mitzvah. Ashkenazim said, how could you say beracha? Once you say beracha, kibalta ta Shabbat. Already Asher does not declare Shabbat, he said Shabbat. How can you later, you light the candles? Therefore, they light it, and then they cover it. We didn't see it yet. And they say the beracha. Many of the Gaonim and Sephardim said, this is wrong. You have to do what Moran said, what the Rambam said, to say the beracha of the candles before you light it. But many Gaonim Sephardim also agree that you can do it after. And there is today a machloket between Sephardim. Chama Avadi and the opinion, Peru, very strict. Rabbi Haim said after. Chama Avadi said before. And therefore, I do not correct people. People that they had the custom to do like Rabbi Haim, said, let them continue. But of course, advisable to do what Maran said, since Maran advised about to do what Maran said, to have before. Of course, we have a great, since this is a great mitzvah for the woman, why the woman? The mitzvah is on men just the same. Because the woman not at home, the man is in the house, he has to light candles. Because the candles only come for the women, comes that the house will have candles. Where do they get this mitzvah from? Where they got mitzvah? Open the whole Tanakh, there's no mitzvah to light candles. Where they got it from? V'karat al Shabbat oni. Should enjoy yourself Shabbat. How do you enjoy yourself? By driving a car? Violation of the law. The Gemara said, b'ma'achal u'mishteh. The meals of Shabbat. You come Friday night, they tell you, enjoy your meal when you eat Friday night on Shabbat. How do you enjoy yourself? If you are going to sit in the dark, do you enjoy yourself? Impossible. Therefore, you have to light, to put light on. What was the light in the ancient time? Candles. Come tell you, okay, Rabbi, today look, we have all this fluorescent, we have spots, we have chandeliers. What do we need are the candles? You're right. Suppose you go to the switch, the woman say, La'adik na Shabbat, she put the switch on, nothing goes on. Or, she, the light of the candles is within power of a human being to do it. There's another thing. Today you rent a room, take a hall to make a party. And after all the light that you have, what do? You put two candles on the table. What is it for? Decoration, beauty, adds to the beauty of the place. This is also on Shabbat. And the Gemara said, those that they light the candles is a very, very big mitzvah. But they place it on the woman if she's at home. If she's not at home, the man. But there is another thing also to say. The woman made avera by extinguishing the light of a human being. What's the light of a human being? His neshama. What's the neshama? It's called in the Bible. Behillo nero ale roshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us light in our head. What is the light? The neshama. It's called Ne'er Hashem Neshmat Adam. Now, since this is the candle, and she made people lose their neshama. How? Neshama goes on. Mitakem through the woman. They give her a mitzvah to correct the wrongdoing. You made a avera with the ner, do the mitzvah with the ner. That's according to the Mekubalim. That's why it came, the ner, special for the woman. That's why you see the woman send up the prayer. They say their prayer is accepted at that time that they do this mitzvah more than other times. They pray. Pray for the success of the husband, success of the children. The Gemara said, Haragil Baner, the one that careful with the candles of Shabbat, to do it with their utmost feeling when they do that, the right time, the right intention, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses that family with bright and good people. This is the mitzvah not only for Shabbat, but also Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is also called Shabbat in the Torah. This is has to apply the same thing as Shabbat.
Better light for Yom Tov before or after?
I said, halacha mutar even on Yom Tov itself, right before the meal. But they say better to do it before. Because many things, many reasons. Because there will come struck and so on. Different reasons. Now,
but there's a difference between Shabbat and Yom Tov as far as the beracha before the hadlakah.
Some they say yes.
There is.
Yeah. Sometimes. But as I said, the halacha, Maran, all of them before. A person has to see to it that he should not eat anything. The minute comes the mitzvah that he has to make kiddush, not even to taste anything before the kiddush. Not on the night, not in the morning of Shabbat. men, they can have drinks before the prayer. Because still didn't come Chobat Kiddush. Kiddush, when does it come? After the prayer. A person is not obligated is to make Kiddush before the prayer, because for the prayer you can't eat. You can't eat, you can't make Kiddush. When do you make Kiddush? After you finish the prayer. And since there is no Chobat Kiddush yet, they can drink. But food, it's certain not to have food before prayer, because the oti shlachta ahare gabecha. That means you throw chas v'shalom a kadosh v'ruchu, you look at your body first, and then comes a kadosh v'ruchu. Therefore, there is no eating of food before you pray. But the drinking, they permitted us. Of course, there is many books that said they permitted us to have water only. The question is this water or not? What do you call it? It's water. Tea is water. Coffee is water. Oh, they say, wait a minute. But they put sugar on it. And the books are certain, no sugar before the prayer. And from this. But we do take tea with sugar and that. So the sugar that they were speaking about is to take the sugar cane, put it in the mouth, and they put the tea. That's already food in your mouth. That. But today that you put the sugar dissolves, becomes like part of the drink. It's not food anymore. Some they say to be careful with milk, because nourishing, and according to the Kabbalim, the Kabbalists say not to have milk alone before, but we take milk a little and the water again. We follow the rov, the Me'ud Bater and the rov. That's why I tell them that you can have tea, coffee, with sugar, but not milk. I remember when Shaul came, and God bless him, give him long life and good health. May God, this man came from California. He stayed in California before he came to New York. He came to his cousin. His cousin was David Franco. He came to his cousin there. All of a sudden, one day they come to the shul. I was sitting there in Shaar Etzion. David Franco came to me, Hakam, is allowed to have tea or coffee before prayer? I said, it's allowed. He said, with sugar or without sugar? I said, with sugar. Shema Israel. He went to Shaul Kohen, told him, I asked the Hakam. He said, Shaul Kohen came to me, Hakam, Bisir? מה בישיר? אתה אומר, בישיר. אני אומר, פשפת שחן ערוך, מה בישיר? מה פי פשחן ערוך? אתה יודע, אם there isn't a שחן ערוך. There isn't in בער היטב, in האחרונים. And then he took the שחן ערוך. בער היטב is in the same book of שחן ערוך. That's not שחן ערוך. שחן ערוך, he called what's written in מרן, מרן. I said, that's בער היטב, האחרונים, that they say, that's חמרה, that's not הלכה. I told him. He said, really? He said, yes. Man, he told him, how do you give me coffee with sugar? When he came to the house of David Franco. Hasid, this man. And, he knows, his custom was all his life he didn't have. Because he knew that's written not to have sugar before the prayer. That's true. I told him there is a difference between the sugar that they used to use the way we use today. Everything we have to understand that, not to make it difficult on the people, make it easier, but therefore it's permitted to have. Of course, you go to hotels, Ashkenazim Sa'udah Shalima before the prayer, Shabbat. They put the cake, they put the dessert, they put everything. I was stunned. I went to them, I saw what's happening. I couldn't understand. But this is what, to be careful, we are not the same thing as the Ashkenazim. We do what supposed to do. Of course. A person must eat bread in the meal of Yom Tov, just like on Shabbat. The question is, only at night or also during the day? Pesach and Sukkot, definitely, because Pesach and Sukkot, you must eat matzah, b'ayr v'tochen matzot. Achila must be kazayit, and some they say even kabetza. And we learn hamisha'asa kazayit Shabbat for Sukkot also, you must have kazayit bread. How about Shabbat? They say Shavuot also, you have to say, why? They say Shetei HaLechem. They say, this is the reason of Shetei HaLechem. What we eat the meals, against the lechem, they bring halab and basar, because to give a remez, that's one of the reasons why they bring two kinds. Because shetei lechem that work, they put halab and basar. To tell you, because when you have halab and basar, you should not use the same bread that you use for the halab with the basar. Because maybe you touch the cheese, you turn with that, and you have another loaf for halab, another loaf for basar. From this came that there is shetei lechem, there is halab and basar, to show you that too. Now, when we come and say that you have to eat bread, big difference in the halakha about ya'ali v'yabu. A person is supposed to say ya'ali v'yabu on b'kat amazon. Suppose he forgot. Should he repeat it or not? Pesach and Sukkot, we know definitely he has to repeat to say ya'ali v'yabu, because he don't fulfill his duty. Hayav lechon, but the question of Shavuot is hayav lechon part for this remez of shetei lechem. Some that tell you is not hayav. Da'at Moran tzarich l'chazor. Many of the Haranim say not. And they want to say safek berachot lehaker. But really, we used to give always the halacha that they should go over. Oh, this was a big problem. Some of our generation, they don't like it. It's safek berachot lehaker not to go over, including Chacham Avadia, one of them. But the custom was to give the halacha like Moran. Moran that said to go over. And if a person is going over, he is not doing wrong. Moran was a great, great man that we can rely on him. But as I said, that there is a machloket in it, if he goes over or not. Of course, we are talking, is it only during the night or during the day? Of course, if a person forgets and he remembers, right away, after Bnei Yerushalayim, there is a solution. There is a special beracha in the Siddu. You can see it. And he says that beracha after Bnei Yerushalayim. And if he said, Baruch Ata Hashem Kem Lecha Olam, before Atob HaMeti, Ibrat Yisrael HaOlam, say that beracha. Say that Atob HaMeti, that's the question. Should he go back? Or not? I said, it's a machloket if he should say the Birkat HaMazon over or not. But he must eat bread. There is no question. This is Yom Tov, Sa'uda, that he should eat bread. As we said, during the day, two meals he should eat bread. The question is, there is Sa'uda Shilishit? No. But in Shabbat, there is Shalosh Sa'udot, because three Hayom, it's written, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that go out and gather the man for yourself, three times a yom to tell you to have three meals of on Shabbat. An extra one. That is the chuvat of Shabbat and Shalosh. The question is, in Sa'adah Shilishit, you have to have a motzin v'kat amazon or even mezonot. That's the question. Some they say mezonot, you say the chuvah. Because Maran said, if a person, it will harm him because of his health, is patur from Sa'adah Shilishit. Because not to be Hasidah Kadisha when there is question of health. The same thing they say. They tell us, be careful when you get up in the morning. There is Ruach Ra'ah. Don't do anything. Unless you go right away, you make the Tila. Okay. Person has to go to the bathroom. He should delay himself to make the Tila. And then he will go to the bathroom? No. If he knows himself that it's okay, he can hold himself and not go to the bathroom first. Because after all, this is health. A person has to be sensible enough to have a common sense. What comes harm for the health of the person comes first before these things of Ruach Ra'ah or not Ruach Ra'ah. This is the halacha, and Hashem, ba'azat Hashem, is a kenu to have the halacha done properly, that kiyum ha-mitzvot, the whole learning of Torah for shemirat ha-mitzvot, if we do kiyum ha-mitzvot properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us, ba'azat Hashem, to raise our children and grandchildren till the time of the Mashiach, that will be soon in our time. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You wake up in the morning, you're mefe modani,